From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Back in Ukraine, Mykola Yeshivanuk owned a dress shop and lived in a beautiful home with his wife, three children, and their dog. Then came war. As the Gulf States Newsroom's Taylor Washington reports, the family has been able to find a refuge and a new beginning in Alabama.
At a dress shop in Birmingham, there's a new seamster. His name is Mykola Yeshivanuk, and he's from Lviv, Ukraine. Back in Ukraine, he owned his own dress shop where he specialized in wedding dresses. But when we visited him at his new job downtown, he was working on a dress for a uniquely American tradition.
I make now alterations for this prom dress.
Prom, just one of several events that the shop, Something You Couture, outfits people for. Ashley Goody is the owner, and she describes his work in one word.
Perfect. He's very skilled. He's a very skilled patterner and can look at something and know exactly what to do.
With a lot of help from Google Translate, Mykola and Ashley have been able to communicate, despite a language barrier. And Mykola has been able to make himself feel right at home.
We work together. It's very nice team, and Ashley, it's very nice atmosphere. Yes, it's very nice atmosphere.
The inside of the shop is quiet and tranquil, which Mykola loves. It's been a welcome change. Because this time last year, Mykola and his wife, Olana, were sewing tactical gear for the Ukrainian army instead. It's been over a year since Russia invaded Ukraine last February and upended the lives of millions of Ukrainians. Russia has had troops in Ukraine since 2014, but it has largely been confined to the eastern part of the country. Olana Yeshivanuk says she couldn't believe another invasion was happening because the first was so far away from them. But this time, war was knocking on her front door, and she could hear explosions.
I know that all people were saying that war is going to start, but how you can believe that someone like your neighbor or your brother, you know, will attack you this day?
The invasion set off a chain of difficult decisions for the Yeshivanuks. First, they sent their three daughters to live with their grandparents. Then, Mykola considered joining the Ukrainian army. And eventually, they made what Olana says was the hardest decision of all, leaving Ukraine altogether.
I said I will leave only in case if I will have some bad place to go.
So the Yeshivanuk started their search for a new home. And last summer, they came across a website called United for Ukraine. It's a program created by the United States government that allows American citizens to sponsor a Ukrainian family for up to 2 years. So while the family was setting up their profile on the site, so was a lawyer for Regions Bank named Ed Cotter.
I'd never done anything like that before. Obviously, I don't know. It was just kind of a lark more than anything. I didn't really even tell my wife. I just signed up for it.
And even though Cotter says he signed up on a whim, his commitment was very clear to Mykola, who remembers their first meeting. It was a video chat, and he met Ed's wife and daughter. Cotter immediately got to work and rallied his community. Friends, family, neighbors, and churches came together to raise over $50,000 for the Yeshivanuks. This money went to housing, travel, and everything in between. Another important part of his plan were his region's co-workers, Irina Pritchett and Tatiana Hall. Hall is from Russia, and Pritchett's family immigrated to the U.S. from the Soviet Union to escape a similar situation.
I think the term was traitors to the state.
The women served as interpreters and handled travel logistics. And now, they're part of the family's lives.
Hey.
5 months later, in the Yeshivanuk's apartment, looks so cozy. There's family pictures on the wall. The kids bustle up and down the stairs. And Mykola even has his own dressmaking studio. He picks up a white lace dress with an intricate handmade flower.
It's first dress I make in America because my girl, Joanna, some party. And I made this dress.
His kids give us a tour of their bedroom, which is filled with stuffed animals, board games, books, and the Nintendo Switch, of course.
The tutorial's her favorite.
11-year-old Joanna showed us her favorite toys.
I have a giraffe. This is so cute. Yeah, it's so cute.
Ed Cotter said that the overall goal was to help the Vishavanyugs become independent. And in less than a year in Alabama, they are.
Like, they have their own social lives, they have their own jobs, their kids have their own friends.
Mikula continues to do the job he loves and knows so well. Alana is a case manager helping other Ukrainians move to the U.S., and their children are happy again.
It started to laugh, to dance, and to sing a song. And we didn't realize it, that they stopped, you know, to sing, to laugh, to smile.
What the Vishavanyugs lost in the war can never be replaced. But for the first time in a long time, they don't have to survive. They can just live. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Taylor Washington.
WBHM's Rithika Samant contributed to this story.